Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master, the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
And we are live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. How's everybody doing tonight? Today, I should say. Holy shit.
It's not tonight anymore, buddy.
It's not tonight. It's today.
Happy WrestleMania.
Though. Happy WrestleMania Sunday. It's our Super Bowl. It's the...
World Series. It's the...
Stanley Cup.
It's English Premier League. It's whatever you want to
call it. English Premier League. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We do this every year at WrestleMania. I'm your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Rhea, and joining me, of course, back. We're back after like a two-week together hiatus.
I don't like these hiatuses.
Well, listen, man, I shouldn't have vertigo and be in a hospital. You shouldn't have any more kids, and, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, abstinence.
Cable.
It is I, the last man, the man with the last name Sist, first name Ray. You may call me Choppy.
First name Ray, last name Sist. That my son calls you that now.
No, he may call me that. He may call me Ray from now on.
You can call.
Don't call me Leota, just call me Ray.
Yeah, don't call me Leota, he says.
Look who just joined us. The man who didn't want to wear a Takeover Club shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
Fucking jerk.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, we're live on Rant EM Radio. We're live on Facebook Live, and tune in. And
Rich is in the house.
So I'm glad everybody can join us today. So all right,
Richie.
Hey, Richie. Anybody see Richie? Anybody know Richie? Bobby Lupo. All right. So today is just gonna be like a recap of the weekend. We're gonna do some predictions. And Phil's in the house.
Andrew's in the house.
Otto's in the house. You know, all the Euro guys can listen now because it's a decent hour for them.
Yeah, pretty much if you think about it.
Thank God. Yeah, happy Mania Day, man.
6 hours, six-hour difference?
It's a five-hour difference, I think. I know it's a five-hour difference in England.
Yeah, it is a five-hour difference.
And yeah. Philly's in Scotland, so speaking of Scotland, we met Muzz yesterday.
Oh, yeah, Muzzy.
Man, that was so cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Very cool. He was very nice. Took a picture. Took a lot of pictures yesterday. So dope.
Minoru Suzuki.
Let's do this slow.
I know it's just
because my weekend started a little earlier than yours. Yeah, exactly. My weekend started a bit earlier than yours.
Correct.
So Thursday evening, I went into Money Making Manhattan, hooked up with the man Dingo, Mr. Rob Domingo from Thumbstick Ninjas, cheap plug, ring the bell. Rob and I met up with Brother Elaine the Brain, and Mr. Mott Spock.
I can't believe he came from Milwaukee, dude.
The dude walked. Well, we were going to meet up in Queens for Filipino food because our favorite spot opened up a new joint, a bigger place. So we made a reservation. But before that, Elaine and myself and Rob go to Miku-san's restaurant, Sushi U, cheap plug. And thank you. And so apparently, Rob makes friends legitimately with Bad Luck Fale on social media. He mentions to Fale he's got a sushi spot that his friend does, and sat in the third. So long story short, Fale says, get me a table for three and join us, you know, which was going to be him, himself, Chase Owens.
It must have been like a young boy, right?
I forget his name. He was from Australia. He was a young boy. Yeah, I totally forgot. I think he was from Fale School.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is Fale School? I don't even know.
New Zealand.
No way.
He's from New Zealand.
I know, but I know you had.
He's got a big school actually.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I didn't know the guy's name. He introduced himself. I feel terrible. So if you're listening, I apologize. So Rob said, we meet Mott in Queens. And we were right on 51st Street. So we're like 20 minutes away from, you know, Jackson Heights. So when we got there, we realized that there was only going to be three spots, not six. Because, you know, if you know Miku-san's place is pretty, A, it's pretty popular, and B, it's pretty small. So it's a reservation-only type of gimmick. And, you know, Miku comes correct. His food is amazing. I've known that because I've been there. And he's a great dude. Big wrestling fan, too. And, so when Rob's like, we'll just wait for Fale and say hello and I'll introduce ourselves and whatever, and we'll just call it a day. So they pull up, and Fale's like the nicest guy ever. Like, he's so menacing looking, but he's like the nicest dude.
He's like a big teddy bear.
He is. Fucking tattooed head, gold front and teeth, angry man, but he's such a big smile. He's like, so then when he realized that there wasn't going to be any room, we walked him in to say hello to Miku and sit them down and say, what's up? He's like, where are you guys going? I'm like, well, we got a show to go to tonight, and we can't stay for dinner because there's no room. He's like, where are you going? Like, I'm like, sir, I'm sorry. We're going to see Kaiju Big Battle. So the Aussie kid's like, hey, I love that, mate. That's a good show. I love that. I'm like, all right, whatever. So now we say, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool. I've never been there, so I'm excited. Whatever. And so Fale was like, all right, cool. All right, well, sorry you can't stay, but thank you so much for hooking us up. I was like, oh, no. You know, Rob is very, very cool about doing that. Chase Owens is very cool about that. He goes, do you guys go to a midnight show, he says? I'm like, yeah, my first time in 35 years I've been to a midnight wrestling show. It's pretty weird. He goes, that is weird, he says. So we, Fale says, you know, take a picture. Let's take a picture with Fale and the boys. And we go to see Mott Spock, and we have Filipino food. Then we're off to Kaiju Big Battle with Anime Mike. We see Mario the Greek there. Someone else was there conspicuously but didn't show his face. I'm pretty upset about that, but that's another story.
Fuck him.
But yeah, as Mean Gene would say,
fuck it.
So then on top of that, Merry Christmas, Phil says. Rich is joining us, Uptown Georgie, 6 hours in England. Deontay, Daniel Bryan, Rob. Alright, so anyway, so we go to Papa's Kitchen. Amazing fucking Filipino food.
Where's that again?
This is on the new spot's on, I want to say, 87th Street off Roosevelt.
In what area of Queens?
Jackson Heights. Remember where my EMT class was?
Yes, I remember now.
Yeah.
Is there a train that goes there?
Oh, plenty of trains. The 7 goes there.
I know the 7 goes there.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of trains. Yeah, Chop, you love it.
I love Filipino food.
I've it's like we had this oxtail and the peanut sauce. We had the spring rolls. We had the fucking lechon. Dude, the lechon. Look at Choppy's face. The lechon was so, like, listen, pork belly, any kind of pork product, and I'll get into the fucking pork we had last night at the Korean spot, but if you cook, now, I'm not really a big fan of pork all the time, even though I'm a bad Italian. I don't eat a lot of pork, and I don't eat a lot of fish. But when I do pork, I do it up. But when you get, like, lechon or any kind of pork belly or chicharron, anything that's fresh, and Latin people can attest to this too. I can't tell you the fucking taste. It was amazing. So we hook up at Mott's Bock, have dinner, go to Kaiju Big Battle, meet up with Anime Mike, see Mario, Greek Mario, and we go to Laboom. Now, Laboom is in Woodside.
Yep.
57th and Northern,
correct,
right?
Yep.
down a block from Taco Bell, which was pissed it was closed when I left, but that's another story. But so now I'm pissed off because when I got in there, we realized that, well, the merch table was dope. I bought a couple Pro Wrestling Guerrilla DVDs, and I bought a poster of the event. Kaiju Big Battle is like a Japanese variety show meets... It looked like a Japanese fucking puppet show with wrestling.
Think of Power Rangers Monsters, but a wrestling show.
Yeah. So,
Scott's in the house?
Big Scott's in the
house? Scotty?
Scott's in the house? Let me get that.
Scott!
So... So that's what Kaiju Big Battle is, right? And I paid $80 for two tickets, right? And there was no fucking seats. It was like a general admission seat. And I was like, what the fuck, $40? It's like a fucking, that's a wrestling, that's WWE tickets for nosebleeds. So I was pissed off about that. That was strike one, okay? Strike two was $6 for a fucking diet soda. Okay, that was strike two.
At La Boom?
Yeah, it was it's a Latin club, really. It's a small concert hall, right? So, I mean, it was fun to watch, but it was like, I didn't have any words. Like they had a character called the Dust Bunny. It was a bunny that looked like dust, and he was killed by a dustbuster. But his guy called Dr. Cube. They had a bear dressed up as a burger, called him Burger Bear, obviously, right?
Is it better than what's his name?
That the Plantanos brothers, two guys dressed up like plantains.
Is it comparable to Chikara?
No, because Chikara has characters that can actually legit wrestle.
Okay.
These guys can wrestle, but they had this one match with the Dust Bunny against the New Jersey Trash Monster, right? And the bunny got killed by a dustbuster. Then they crucified him to a fucking cross.
Oh, interesting.
I have pictures. I'll post them later. So that was 2.5 hours. I'm never getting back again. Okay.
It sounds like you were not happy.
Nah, it was all right. You know,
it was. I'm sure it was definitely better than New Japan.
Are you high? Is that your bell?
Did I just hear somebody ring the bell? Hold on one second.
I had the bell at the same time. Chop's gonna answer his bell. I don't know. I hope that's not his bell. But anyway, so yeah. So Kaiju Big Battle was I don't know if I'd go back, and if I do go back, I'd probably take my son because he would definitely dig it. He would definitely dig it. So, ooh, Choppy got a package. Ooh, hope it's is it Amazon?
Yeah, it's not for me though.
Ah, fuck. Whatever. If it ain't for you, then fuck it.
You want to know something? Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Anyway, so.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, just apologize for, man. This is a, this is a laid-back show today.
Are we now?
Yep. Oh, Pastor Sadell left church early. What's up, Pastor?
They have church on WrestleMania Sundays? Oh, my God.
Listen, bro. The Lord don't stop for WrestleMania. So, I wound up crashing at Rob's, and him and Elaine's cat... Didn't like each other, so that was a challenge. Those two poor cats, so that kept me up for a little bit of the night. And then the next morning, myself and Rob go to the Festival of Honor, sponsored by Ring of Honor, at the Hulu Theater next to Madison Square Garden. Okay, what's cool about where Rob lives, like geographically, is that it was a straight run to the Garden, right, literally right from his apartment complex. It was one bus, so we go. Get some breakfast. We head in. We were there when the shit opened, and all the meet and greets were sold out. So, what do? It's like fucking 10 o'clock in the morning. So we stayed for one of the press conferences. Now, there was supposed to be the Villain Enterprises had a press conference. We stayed for that. They unveiled some new title design, which Jay Lethal brought out last night, and we'll get into that in a few minutes.
They what?
That was a newer title that Jay Lethal had.
That wasn't the same title?
No.
It looked the same.
Yeah, it a bit different. Not a whole bunch different. So, and then Matt Taven was doing some kind of arm wrestling thing because the World Arm Wrestling League was there sponsoring it. And I was like, all right. So we stayed for the fucking press conference for Villain Enterprises. They did a Q&A with the fans. And the fans are fucking retarded. Like, and even Marty said in the press conference, like, I know you guys want to know the ins and outs, but, like, don't you realize that I'm fighting for the biggest night of my life? Don't you want to ask me questions about that? Oh, are you going to AEW? And like, all these stupid fucking, I understand the fans want to know that every fan wants to have the in the know type shit, but come on, man. Like, this is like, it felt like a real press conference, like a sports press conference. Oh, yeah, you know, it was fucking dope, actually, you know, the way they did it. Bruce Sharp says, ring the bell. So now, I look at Rob and I'm like, listen, man, we don't have to be in Brooklyn till like 3 o'clock, the latest. We were going to get something to eat in Junior's Cheesecake Spot.
Yuck.
We didn't have cheesecake, though.
What'd you have?
You go for the food. I'll tell you, I'll get that in a minute. So, we had to be in Brooklyn till like 3 or 4 o'clock, bro. I was like, I think we should go down a block and watch a movie. He goes, you think what I'm thinking of me? Let's watch Shazam. Shazam was amazing. Best DC movie they had. I'll get into that another time, but it was good. Like I told you yesterday, the best live action one I've seen so far. Better
you
than
like that movie?
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie. Wow!
So.
Sorry. My God, that was funny.
Anyway. So, we go to the movies, head to Brooklyn, got a steak burger, fucking Junior's, was amazing. And then you guys were on your way to fucking Queens to do FTW, and
we had a couple of hiccups going to the event.
So my brother, who's normally fucking reliable and a good kid, decides he's going to fucking have a nap, right? So now I had said to him, because he was with us the night before till like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, yo, dude. I'm like, work out transportation with Choppy. Let Choppy know that you're coming back to Staten Island. This way, all he's got to do is just pick you up at your crib or meet him in Queens. Turns out you guys worked it out. I really wanted him to meet you in Queens, but you worked it out. You were going to pick him up and whatever. Okay. So I get a text from Choppy. Philly's not answering his door. I mean, his phone. Not answering the doorbell. Nothing. Now, of course, Choppy can't go knock on his main door because my brother lives in a basement apartment. And the landlord's got a fucking rabbit pit bull that roams the fucking yard.
Correct.
And will probably eat half the block if the dog is huge. But knows my brother, so he won't fuck around with my brother. So now, I'm panicking because, A, Choppy's already late. Because, you know, me and Choppy like to be like 5:30 and we set up. We go get dinner. We hang out. So now I know Choppy's like panicking in his head, even though he plays it cool. But I know my brother; he's fucking panicking. And now my real brother's like fucking MIA. So now I'm nervous. We're all nervous now because my brother's not that kind of guy. So I'm calling him. I'm texting him. Choppy's calling him. Choppy's texting him. I call my parents. Maybe you hear from my parents. My parents are calling him, texting him. So now I'm telling Rob, like, what do I do? So Rob's like, I don't know. Tell Choppy to go. Now, Choppy has no idea how to work the equipment because I didn't teach Choppy how to use it because he doesn't do the equipment. I normally do it, but my brother wanted to do it. So I tell Choppy, just go. Worst case scenario, you tell Sal and the boys what happened. They'll understand. We've been there a million times. You just sit there, enjoy the show, and have at it or whatever. So I call Mott Spock. Mott Spock's on his way. I'm like, do me a favor. If Choppy does decide to set up, do me a favor. Help him set up. Just peace of mind. While this is all going on, my brother finally calls. I'm in an Uber now. I'm on the way. I'm overslept. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Fucking Fancy Pants. Taking Uber from Marine Park to Queens, right?
So in his defense, though, he did make it there in time, just before the show started.
And I couldn't get mad at my brother because, again, he's normally not like that. He's normally fucking reliable. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So my brother does that, and you guys, now I want to – now I know you told me about the show, but I know – and the fans who weren't listening, there's a bit of an issue with the equipment, but they got it through. I'm going to edit it probably tonight or tomorrow, and we're going to have two new episodes this week. You're going to have this today, and then we're going to have the FTW show, and then we're going to have episode 300 on Friday, which will probably be WrestleMania 5. We're going to do the 30th anniversary. So tell the people, how was FTW?
It was pretty good. I mean, concerning the fact that it was WrestleMania weekend.
John Rage checking in from
FTW. Hey, John, how are you, buddy? It was, considering the fact that it was WrestleMania, they still drew a pretty good crowd. I'd say maybe about 250 to 300 people showed up. That's pretty good.
Considering it was Mania weekend.
Yes.
They get a good crowd because it's a lot of the parents of the school.
Yes.
But still, they have a lot of wrestling fans that go there.
Tons of. It's very kid-friendly. And got to see a lot of the greats there. I got to see Jerry Sags was there from the Nasty Boys. Greg the Hammer Valentine was there.
come to my window. The Angry Lesbian?
Yes. And then, was the other guy, the big dude with the long blonde, I think it was, what's his name, Andrew Anderson, I think it was there?
Oh, yeah, that's Eddie's boy.
Yeah, he was there.
He's friends with the Wizards.
He's massive, bro. I couldn't believe how big. He is massive. And he was trying to shell out autographs, and he was like, hey, you want an autograph? I'm like, nah, man, I'm good, bro. I was already, like, really, really sick anyways, but he was very nice. And who else? Oh, Coco Beware was there. And Tank's sister was trying to get all the photos from everybody. She got Jerry Sachs to get a photo signed by him.
Yeah.
In memory of Tommy.
Yeah.
That was very nice. Show in general was really good. I'm telling you, man, Gabriel Sky and what was his name? I think it was, believe it or not, I decided to say Gallows, but I follow him on Facebook. He's Joe Ocasio. And, bro, those two tore it up. They were really good. There was this one spot where Gabriel Sky jumps off the top rope.
Yeah.
And the guy, Joe, caught him with the spear. I thought he broke Gabriel Sky in half. I was like, I literally jumped up. I was like, oh, my God, is Gabriel Sky alive? And then the Spirit Squad were there.
And yeah.
They were hysterical. Hysterical. Mike Mondo twerking in the middle of the ring.
Shout out to Mike Mondo. He's supposed to come on the show, but he's busy. So.
It's all right. And and then I had Mr. Kenny Dykstra, Ken Doan, come up to me. He's like, hey, can you make the announcement in the ring that I want to do some photo ops with the kids? I'm like, you know what? Let me get back to you on that. So I go up to Brian Idol. I'm Brian. First, I want to do photo ops in the ring. Who do I talk to about making the announcement on the internet? I was like, oh, yeah, just talk to someone. I don't know who was.
Okay, there you go. See, we're unofficially part of the production crew of FTW when they go to Take Your Heart.
And then Brian Idol was coming up to me. Says, Drew Gallo. There you go. Drew. Is that his name? Drew Gallo? There you go. I was trying to forget. I couldn't forget it. It was Gallo.
Okay.
It was the younger brother of Luke Gallows.
Oh, yeah? So, too sweet.
So, I got to see Little Guido.
Ah.
Little Nunzio.
Queen's own.
Yes, and he looked great. I mean, you know, he had like the grayish salt-pepper hair.
Salt-pepper hair.
He was in tremendous shape. He's almost 50. He looks great.
Good for him.
God bless him.
Yeah, good for him. That's awesome.
And he went up against the Jewish guy. The Swiss, the Rabbi Swiss, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Great match.
My brother couldn't stop talking about that guy.
Because he was a Jewish guy coming out to Rammstein.
Du hast.
I think
that was on purpose, actually.
I think so.
Du hast ein. Ja, das Wetter ist nicht schneit.
There you go.
Anyway.
And then John Rage and Brian Adel tore it up.
Of course they were. And Brian Adel just came back from Japan.
Good for him.
He had a nice little tour of Japan.
I wonder if, I don't know, does he have any aspirations going to New Japan or maybe All Japan or?
He runs the company, so we don't really get it. He says hello to us
in
passing,
yeah.
But he's so busy. I can't really get. I mean, we're back in September. I'm assuming we're back in September because they always have us back. So when we go in September, if we go in September, I'm hoping we do.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna go out of my way and try to get Brian to sit with us for a few minutes and talk with us. Maybe if we get there early or maybe during intermission or something, you know. But because that's something I want to ask him, and I want to ask him how the expansion of the brand is, because you know they do Florida, they do other couple places on the East Coast. So I'm like, you know, it's getting big. It's like Choppy said, it's family friendly, and
it's a bunch of young guys that just want to work. They just want to wrestle, man. And now everything was good. The whole show was really, really good, and I applaud them again for producing such a great product. And put in a much smaller capacity.
Yeah.
But they do very well. Very, very good wrestling. I applaud you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us too, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sal. Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah.
Brian.
Everybody, Sacred Heart. Thank you to Brian from FTW.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John, for being a fucking local guy and doing us proud, because it's fun to see people locally do their thing, man, especially for us.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, you can say what you want about New York City, but, when it comes down to certain stuff, like especially weekends like this, it's pretty special.
Yeah.
And we're, like, we're exhausted, you know. I'm physically – Choppy's getting over some kind of bug, and he had the kid. He was in the hospital for the last week and a half. I just got over being sick. I was in the hospital. And on top of that, you know, I haven't been – I haven't been home for more than 6 hours in the last 4 or 5 days. So this was the first day I was home for more than five, six hours. I was home fucking, you know, yeah, doing my thing with the kid. So
it's been, it's very, very hectic, a very stressful time.
Yeah, thank God we only do this every 5 years.
Thank God.
Because, you know, so.
So, yeah, that was so far pretty good 2 days, first 2 days of wrestling, you know?
Yep.
Now, to the, please, enlighten us about the NXT takeover.
So after, after we all calmed down, and, oh, he has two interviews with Rage and Brian. Okay. So after we get Mike, my brother Mike is okay, thank God, and we know that he's hooking up with Choppy. Cuz bro Anthony's in the room with him.
Ant, what's up, brother? I love my shirt, brother.
Thank you for the shirt, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
My brother, my cousin made some
he
great
came
shirts.
Correct.
My cuz bro. So anyway, so now after we wind up, we know that you guys are safe, everybody's good. Rob and I make our way to the fucking Barclays Center.
Jam-packed, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, sold out. You couldn't get another person in there. It was really, really fucking, really, really tight. Elaine was meeting us there, so just Rob and I get in there. And listen, NXT was awesome. NXT is always awesome.
It's always awesome. I've never seen a bad show.
Yeah, so Choppy and I just watched the Velveteen Dream match before in pre-production. I'll get into the card. I know you know the results already, so I'm not going to show. I know you didn't see it all, but I know you know the results
it's
already.
Fine.
Aleister Black and Ricochet had their swan song. They won the Dusty Classic, so they got a chance to fight the champs.
Look who's in the room.
Oh, Marquise. We saw Rage yesterday, actually.
The King of Bacon.
Yeah, we saw him yesterday at the... He popped into the restaurant, so that was cool.
I am the King of Bacon.
This is true. So that was cool. We'll see him for a minute. Anyway, so the War Raiders retained their titles against Aleister Black and Ricochet. It was a pretty good match, actually.
Very competitive, I heard.
Yeah. Very competitive. Again, this is their swan song because they're fighting tonight. They're probably gonna stay on the main roster. Apparently, they're making a team, which is kind of weird because they're two different, really different wrestlers. They're a good team, but
different styles. Like we got the Striker with the High Flyer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Let's see what happens. I can see those two feuding in the future.
You know, that was the hopes, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a good match nonetheless. And War Raiders had a great ring entrance.
I saw that beginning.
Oh, man, that was so good.
I did see the ending where Ricochet was in tears.
Yeah, they got the big send-off.
He was upset.
They got the big send-off.
Not upset as in bad. He was, you know, you couldn't believe how...
Yeah. You know, I tell you what, though. In all fairness, I know these guys, they have goals and aspirations of being on like Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, WrestleMania, like. But the camaraderie that's in NXT, from what we read from these lot of these social media pages of the wrestlers, it's a tight community, and the talent. NXT always oozes with the talent, so. When somebody gets bumped up, it's a big deal. Like, they make a big deal about it. Triple H goes in the back. He makes a big speech. And the wrestler gets a big send-off. If it's a girl, they cry, you know. I remember when they sent Bailey up, it was like...
It was like, finally.
You thought Bailey lost her dog.
Yeah.
You know? She was elated, but, like, you would thought that her brother died in a plane crash or something, you know, God forbid. But it was crazy. So, yeah, Ricochet, look, he was a little upset last week. Yeah. But
not a bad upset.
No,
just
not
like
a bad upset, but, I mean, come on, man. It is what it is. I mean, you can't – now you get into the big time, you know. Some of these guys aren't young, man. They're in their 30s now. It's like
– I think Ricochet's 30.
Right, but, like, well, a lot of these guys who get signed at NXT aren't that young per se. They've had 15 years, 20 years in the business already. And now they're just trying to – they're trying to get to that spot. And it's hard because you're competing with either people half your age or just as talented.
Now, if you guys like, I don't know, like Velveteen Dream or Pete Dunne, you don't have to worry about that. So.
No, well, because you
– They're still in their 20s.
Because you're strapping young men.
Yeah, no.
You're in their 20s and shit, you know.
Like even guys like Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle's 33 years old.
Right. And he's been wrestling for 10 years?
Not even less than that.
Oh, okay.
Less
but still, like – that. And listen, 33 is not old. 33 is baseball old, like football old.
33, I say he still has maybe 10 more years in wrestling.
Right.
So Ricochet was crying because he knows how misused he will be on the match.
Oh, okay, Mark.
Here we go, Mark.
Okay, Mark.
How do you know his name is Mark?
Sit down, Mark. So, yeah, anyway. All right, North American Championship, Velveteen Dream defense against Matt Riddle. Good segue for that. That was a great match, actually.
That was a good match.
You gave the same reaction to me as I gave to Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we know each other well. You know what I'm saying?
It was a really good ending. I was like, oh my God, he pinned them. Just like that. It was great.
I just love how these guys tell a good story, you know?
You know what I love? I love the fact that Velveteen Dream has chemistry with anybody in that ring.
Yeah.
It's insane. And a guy who's 23, 22 years old, he has insane chemistry with everybody.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I knew Matt Riddle wasn't going to win. I think it was too soon for
him.
It's
way too soon for him.
And you actually said that a couple weeks ago, so I had asked you in passing. I'm like, do you think Matt Riddle's going to win the belt? And you said no. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I have to jump on Choppy's bandwagon and agree with him because I think it was just too soon.
Way too soon.
Yeah, way too soon.
No, you just got the belt. Why would he drop it? Well, the same thing what happened. I said the same thing about Johnny Gargano, and he dropped it like 2 weeks later. So I don't know.
Yeah, but that was part of the whole story, and we'll get into that. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Okay, let's talk about Walter. Hey, Walter.
I didn't see that match, but you said it was amazing.
So Walter is this giant man.
Gargantuan from Austria.
Austria, right? He's won titles in Germany, in England, and I believe in another spot. He's won WXW, Progress, a bunch of places.
I think this is Germany and England, that's it.
He's just a large individual.
A mountain of a man.
Who now wants the UK title. He challenges Pete Dunne, who's been champion for, what, over 600 days, almost 700 days?
It's been 2 years, almost.
2 years, right. So, needless to say, on paper, it's a mismatch.
On paper, it is. But if you look at Pete Dunne's work in the past, he takes on anybody. He doesn't care how big you are.
Well, that's what I said to Rob. I'm like, Pete Dunne is going to lose his title, but he's going to do everything in his power to keep the title. And what I mean by that is, like Choppy said, Pete Dunne is that. Pete Dunne actually wanted this as much as Walter did in storyline.
Correct.
They had the press conference, the little contract signing. Come on, Marks, get your facts. See, Nick, do what we do and come at me with that, dog, with no fucking notes. How about that? All right? Don't fucking stay on your train,
bro. How does he know our name is Mark?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. My nephew Nick's in the room. What's up, Nick?
Nicky.
Deontay's in the room. Maverick's in the room. The beautiful Allie's in the room. Hi, Allie.
Hello.
Hello. Anyway, so where was I? Oh, cause fucking Nick fucking made me mess my fucking flow.
Well,
up.
We were talking about Walter and
Pete Dunne. So we knew he was losing, but it was Pete Dunne was really good in this match.
I heard he was magnificent.
Yeah, he was magnificent. He did everything in his power to keep that belt, man. But But Walter was just too fucking beastly.
Dare I say, delightful.
Delightful, yes. Yes. Oh, dear. Yeah, man, it was pretty dope. I enjoyed that match a lot. And
stiff?
Yes.
How stiff are we talking here? Minoru Suzuki stiff?
Ooh, and Walter can actually hang in Japan. I said that too to Rob. Oh, I told you that too. Yeah, you could say that. He's not as vicious as fucking. He doesn't have the finesse that Minoru Suzuki has when it comes to being fucking stiff on people. Because Suzuki makes it look like he hates you. Like, with Walter, it's more choreographed. You know what I'm saying? But with Suzuki, it looks like Suzuki makes it look like he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes himself. But we love him. And cousin Jamie loves him, which is, it was so good. We'll get into New Japan in a minute.
Rich said that Pete Dunne will win in the UK and start a feud in the UK. I don't know what that means, but.
Okay, whatever. Either way, he's the new UK champion. And
God bless him.
I said that to Choppy a little while ago. I'm very happy because our UK family, our UK peers and friends have always told us, what about us? We have Progress. We have Rev Pro. We have we have all this talent, and no, we don't get no love.
Now
you do. Because they cherry-picked this shit, and now every other promotion is looking at that. New Japan does Rev Pro now, and Progress comes here, and there's more of an outlet now. And all this talent is being showcased with WWE, with NXT. Now NXT has a UK brand. I'm happy. Choppy agreed with me. He was happy. The UK should be getting love because there's a lot of fucking talent in the UK. Like, ton of talent. Like, a ton.
I think that, and I know this is crazy for me to say, but, like...
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim. I think this is going to be very crazy for me to say, but I think that right now we have NXT in the US. We have NXT UK. Don't be surprised if you see an NXT Japan.
That was mentioned on social media.
I think it might happen, and that'll be... most likely direct competition with I don't know if it is.
I'm going to disagree with you. There is no more competition. They'll set up shop anywhere they want. You will always have the Strong Style. You will always have All Japan. You will always have other smaller promotions like Shimmer and DDT and Wrestle One and you know, you'll always, Japan will always be Japan. You know, Disney is always Disney, whether you set Disney in Japan or France or Florida or California. Disney is Disney. Japan is Japan. I don't want to compare amusement parks to fucking wrestling, but you see my point.
Yeah.
You know, it's like baseball. Japan has baseball, but it's not MLB. It's close. Different. Will they take talent?
That's what I'm wondering.
That was my question to you right before we went on.
That's what I'm wondering.
And I'll get in. We'll get into the talent thing with New Japan in a minute. But yeah. I want to finish the UK, and I want to finish the NXT.
Yeah. So Phil was telling me that Walter looks like M. Bison.
Yeah. Anybody who plays Street Fighter, Walter looks and dresses like M. Bison.
And I said, and I looked at Walter's face. I was like, he looks like an in shape Pugsley from Adam's Family.
That, or he looks like the angry shop teacher that makes you gets mad when you don't use the fucking fine sandpaper. Yeah, exactly. Right. I had a gym teacher like that, Mr. Aronofsky. He looks just like, well, he wasn't
big. I never had a shop teacher.
You didn't have a shop?
I went to Catholic school.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't have the funding for all that shit.
You're right. But they make you pay a gazillion dollars for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. Your next match was for the NXT Women's Championship. Shayna Baszler defending against Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, and Kairi Sane. Rob's future baby mama, Io Shirai.
He likes Io Shirai?
Let me tell you about her ass in person. She's got a nice little shit locker on her, man. She's not bad on the eyes.
She's all right.
She got a big, thick booty. You like that. I like her better than the fucking pirate. I hate the fucking pirate.
I think Pirate Princess, I think she has no charisma. None.
I don't like her at all.
I just don't get her.
I don't dig her. I'm sorry.
I don't get her.
But the match was okay. I actually thought Bianca Belair should have won, but just for storyline purposes.
I like Bianca Belair a lot.
Yeah, she used that fucking weave as a weapon, though.
I like it.
You like that, huh? You like that?
I like that wig.
You like this weave?
Yeah, I like
that. You better like this weave. That's no lie.
There you go. would Dusty tip his hat to Belair?
Would he tip his hat to Belair?
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is she a Jezebel in the street?
I don't think so.
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
And he follows that up with, I don't care, any women's company or something?
I don't care about any women's rights groups.
Rights groups, yeah. But that's Dusty for you. I don't know. If she's not a Jezebel, he'll definitely tip his hat to her.
There you go.
I'll have to go with Big Dust.
What about Sharon Corbin? What do you think about her?
When you called Shayna Baszler, Sharon Corbin last night, I almost fell out of my fucking chair. He goes, are you a fan of Sharon Corbin? I went, what? Dude, we had so much fun last night. Me and Choppy and my son sat at the...
We just laughed at every single thing.
We were just giddy at that point because we just being there. We'll get into that in a few minutes.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But, yeah, so Shayna Baszler is on a tear right now, or... Sharon Corbin, as Choppy refers to her as. She's on a tear right now. The big talk that night around the area that we were sitting in, we were sitting with a bunch of kids from the UK as well, was that they're looking at building up the four horsewomen. So I could see Baszler and her friends going up with Ronda Rousey, and that might be like a Survivor Series type thing where the four horsewomen go up against the four. What was that? I guess it would be Becky Lynch.
The other two Jabooks, I can't stand them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Roddy's wife is terrible in the ring.
Yeah, so they're like the four, and they always throw the four up, which is kind of a slap in the face to me as an old school fan, but I guess I can see why they would do it as an homage to the fucking OGs of the faction. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever. Anyway, moving right along.
So Shayna Baszler retains.
Shayna Baszler retains. So let's talk about the 2 out of 3 falls for the NXT championship. Vacant NXT championship.
So I was actually kind of surprised of your reaction to the first fall of the match.
Well, Gargano against Adam Cole, baby. So I'm upset that I'm upset for two reasons. Why? Obviously, because my boy didn't win the title. I'm a big mark for Adam Cole. Have been since Ring of Honor. And I promised Choppy if Roddy joined the group, I'd rock the gear. Not only did I rock the gear, I own 3 shirts now. Two shirts and a hat. I bought the hat. And I bought Rob a hat, too, because he bought dinner. So when I bought the hat, I had said to Rob, you know,
you like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
Every time we do something, you like, when somebody says you like this, everybody follows up with that. In conversation, you do, Shaylin does, everybody does. Nick was doing it. Like, everybody, you better like that. You like this? Yeah, you better like that. My little brother does it now. Mikey does it all the time. I said to him, yes, you like that? I got him a bagel. He goes, we're on a train. Did you like the bagel? I'm sorry to put cream cheese on it. He goes, you like this bagel? I go, yeah, you better like this bagel. So. So I'm mad for two reasons. I'm mad because he didn't win, and I'm mad because the match actually sucked until the third fall.
I was shocked to hear that.
I felt like there was no chemistry with these two guys. Like, they kept missing spots, and it was just lackluster, you know? But when that second fall hit, that match picked up so good, and Gargano actually taking on the Undisputed Era, all four of them, was awesome. Then having him win the title, having his wife come out, having Ciampa come out after his neck surgery. So Johnny Gargano, 3 years in, can't win a takeover, can't win the big match. He wins one big match, then fucking loses the belt, and then like, okay, now he's in the title picture, and he can't even fight his boy because his boy gets hurt. The story was told so good, and then the story was told inadvertently better because Ciampa gets hurt.
Yep.
Throw Adam Cole in there, which is an amazing fucking replacement, and it tells a great story of Johnny Gargano not winning the big match and finally winning the big match.
I was a little upset with the ending of Ciampa coming out there and embracing Candace and Gargano. I didn't like that.
After all the beef, you mean?
Yeah, you mean, come on, think about it for a sec. A couple weeks ago, Gargano, like, nails him. This is just kayfabe, guys. I know it's kayfabe, whatever, but, like...
No, you're talking storyline. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
100%.
Like, in storyline purposes, think about it for a sec. I just threw my guy, my former tag team partner, into the stage, and then he comes out and embraces him for winning the title. I mean, come on. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. That really upset me a little bit. But it is what it is. But in terms of everything else, it was perfectly well told. Your NXT World Champion now is Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Takeover, and he is the first ever Triple Crown Champion of NXT.
Yeah, you know what? You said that in the Uber last night, and I totally forgot about that.
And first NXT Triple Crown Champion. That's a big deal. Believe it or not, a lot of people say the WWE title is the big one. The Universal title is the big one. You want to know something? For guys in NXT, the NXT World title.
Stop right there. If you're a mortgage holder, I'm going to show you one simple trick that'll pay your home off.
Why is that? I'm so sorry about that. Go ahead. Carry on.
For guys who are NXT is like the pinnacle. That is their – you become the guy of that brand. And You could tell that Gargano was in tears when he got that because he was just so elated to have the title. But I am actually very excited. I can't wait to see what happens now in NXT.
So here's my question to you.
Okay.
Where do you go now?
I say we have the Undisputed Era causing hell for Gargano.
Does the Undisputed Era get all the belts by summertime?
Yes.
They do.
Hands down. Hands down.
Mike Palmer's in the room. Yeah, Uptown Georgie. They were very adamant, very prodigal. I felt like everybody had the shirts on. Everybody had the Adam Cole Bay shirts on, including me.
Everyone is invested in Undisputed Era. Everyone. And as much as people like Gargano, he doesn't sell merch like the Undisputed Era does. I'm sorry. He doesn't. I don't think he sells as much as they do.
You know what? I'm not too worried about that, you know? But the fans, we knew where the fans were at.
Correct.
Adam Cole got the biggest pop of the night.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's just a matter of time before he wins that title.
You mark my words, Adam Cole by SummerSlam will be NXT champion. Roddy will be NXT North American champion. And Red Dragon will hold the tag team titles.
And then you can fucking throw this up. Because you got guys in place that can go. Well, not all of them cut a promo. I don't know. Kyle O'Reilly can't cut a promo for his life. But Bobby Fish is okay. And Adam Cole and Roddy can definitely cut a promo. So you want to throw... If the girls want to throw this up, that's it with these motherfuckers right here. That's what I'm talking about.
These guys are the four horsemen of NXT right now. I'm sorry. Those guys are fantastic.
Who's in the room, Chop, besides Mike?
Oh, Bastard's in the house?
That's right, baby.
Jesus!
So now...
He left church early. He finished his sermon, jumped in the whip, and was like, I'm donezies. It's WrestleMania Sunday, man. Deuces. I'm out of here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway.
So now, on to our piece of resistance.
Let's set this up. We'll do this, then we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk about WrestleMania.
Yes.
Because it's a big day. It's WrestleMania Sunday, kids.
I don't know, man. After last night,
we're gonna talk about the comparisons because people need to like wipe their forehead a bit and step away. Oof. Step away from the computer. Step away from your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook. All right. Anyway, so now we got a dozen heads deep. Okay, outside of our boy Matt Spock. Nick German came up from Maryland with his boy. I forgot his name already. I'm so sorry. Nick German's friend. I forgot your name. And, of course, our boy Muzzy from Scotland. It was so nice to see Muzzy. But, cuz bro Anthony came through with the shirts. Like Choppy said, the shirts were amazing. We had a dozen heads with us. Takeover Club is now international. We had so much fun. A couple of people we knew that were there. My boy Chris was there, I believe. Axel Foley was there. A bunch of our boys were there. I'm sorry I couldn't get hook up with everybody.
The Wizards were there, right?
The Wizards were there.
They were there. The Wizards were there.
Bumped into... That's how my brother got his ticket, because Shining Wizards Matt, Tony, and Kevin. Kevin Gill was with them. Shout out to Kevin Gill. OG Kevin Gill. The Crown Prince of PMA. So they got my brother his ticket. So my brother sat with them and was amazed. And Tony said he behaved himself, which is good. I was hoping he would because he's representing us. You know what I'm saying? He's representing Terminal Throwbacks. Now he's like a fixture, Ghetto Geek Squad. So my brother's like, you know, I'm glad that he got to sit with the Wizards, you know. So, yes, the Wizards were there. I saw them at the Beer Garden on 7th Avenue before that. Then we stopped on 8th Avenue, took an epic picture. Which will be an 8x10 in the next 48 hours. Again, it gets everybody a copy of that. For me, that was, before we even got into the building last night, was 8 months, and I spent the last 6 months being fucking miserable personally, and I had a lot of fucking shit going on. And the more it built up, and the more I had to move, and the more I had to push on, every couple of weeks I had to be reminded from Choppy that it's going to be better. We got stuff going on. Baby's coming. And G1's coming. So we got a new a family member, and I got some of my sanity back, and
we witnessed history last night.
I met an amazing woman, and I'll get into that another time. But on top of that, on top of all that, the mecca of sports entertainment, the mecca, the middle of the fucking universe, Midtown Manhattan is the middle of the universe, period. The middle of the planet. I can piss him on about New York City. I can carry on about the way it's congested, the taxes, the tolls, transportation, getting around, being fucking broke, living check by check. It's the pinnacle. Since 1985, for me, is the pinnacle of sports entertainment. It's the mecca. And it's the first non-World Wrestling Federation / entertainment venue since 1957. And we were a section up from ringside. A dozen of us deep.
We were an excellent section.
Rob got the fucking suite life last night.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Insane. But I had family with me. I had my son, my brother, my I had brothers with me. My brothers, my cousins, my first cousin. My Anthony's like a little brother to me too. Jamie, who's fucking was sick and he's out of that fucking neck of the woods.
Yep.
All right, we had fucking Nick coming up. It was crazy. And on top of all that, the Mandingos, we had Mott. It was just deep. It was amazing. And the seats were dope. We were right up from the ring, and we were right by the entrance. And it didn't sink in until the Honor Rumble. So you could compare Ring of Honor to you really can't compare Ring of Honor to New Japan, even though they shared many of Ring, and even though they've had War of the Worlds and Super Show and Final Battle and Best in the World and blase. I can tell you this: unless you've seen a New Japan show in person, You have to be there. And I hope whoever's in Texas, Mario, I'm talking to Mario from the Barrio, of course. I hope Mario gets to go see that show in Dallas. I recommend anybody seeing a New Japan show live if they could.
Go.
All right. So the Honor Rumble's got the usual suspects, Taguchi, and, you know, it's a lot of Ring of Honor guys, the bouncers, Kenny King, Rhett Titus doing some kind of awful Val Venus gimmick. But the last couple participants were. So we knew Liger was going to be in the Rumble because we guessed it, because Liger's retiring in January and he's doing his whole tour and whatever. And so we kind of assumed he was either going to be in the Rumble or in some kind of match. So when we didn't see him on the card, it was like, okay, he's going to be in the Rumble. What I didn't expect was one of the greatest talents ever.
And what did I add? Hold on, not to cut you off.
No, please. But I've talked way too much right now.
Even before I had said, we saw this guy come out, I had said, Phil, did you know that the great Muda was at House of Glory?
I did.
And he was like, yes, I did.
But we couldn't go because we were in wrapped up in all the other shit.
It was not even 5 minutes later. Who pops up?
Soon as he said this to me, he goes, did you know House of Glory? And David Adams, a friend of the show, David Adams here, ring announcer extraordinaire, is the voice of House of Glory now. So when David Adams kept posting stuff, because that was a big card over there at House of Glory, they had Low Key, they had LAX, they had a bunch of guys, yep. But you know the great Muda was there, right? I'm like, yeah. I said, I would love to get his. He's one guy that eluded me for so long that I'd love to just shake his hand and say hello and thank him for everything, because he's so good at what he did. And I watch a lot of his stuff historically. He's probably, for me, top 10, top 5 favorite wrestlers of all time. His music hits.
And then we see great Muda on the screen. I was like, Phil! And Phil's, and Phil, this is Phil. Mouth open. For people who are not watching, mouth open and eyes like this.
Yeah, I normally don't carry on for a lot of stuff like that.
You want to talk about mark out moment for Phil? He marked the fuck out. He could
I
not
grabbed my
it.
Phone. I couldn't get my phone connected. Fast enough. Yeah, I'll post video. I couldn't get my phone on fast enough to take a picture, take a video. You all know my feeling for the great Muta. If you don't know who he is, if you're a first timer or you're new to the show, do your homework. Go back to 89. Go on the network. Watch his stuff.
And hold on. Liger was there. Muta was there. And who else was there? None other than the OG. Haku was also there.
He got a huge pop, too. He came out to the Bullet Club music. Walking a little funny because he's
60.
He's 60 and is fucking. He's been beat up a lot.
Chase Owens was there. Fale was there.
Taguchi.
Taguchi-san was there. Minoru Suzuki was there.
Ishii was there. Minoru Suzuki. Dude.
He got one of the biggest pops.
How about Cuzbro Jamie? Cuzbro Jamie knows the words to Minoru Suzuki's song. He said to me, he goes, one of my dreams in life was to be able to sing this live, loud, and seeing him.
And he kept saying, yo, put the music up, put the music up. And, dude, he was invested.
When Suzuki, he was the first entrant after Kenny
second,
King.
First it was Kenny, and then it was second.
And we all just like,
we uh-oh. Lost it.
Well, I thought he was winning the Rumble.
I thought so, too.
I thought he was winning it. But we didn't know that Liger was. We knew Liger was in it, but I thought he was going to win. I didn't know Muta was in it. We didn't think Fale was going to be in it.
We didn't know Haku was in it.
And Haku. But we knew.
And the Teriyaki Boys were in there, too. Rocky walking through the crowd.
Yeah, Rocky Romero
was in it. Rocky!
Rocky. Trying to act all inconspicuous.
Yeah, he was very nice.
Because, truth be told, a lot of people that were there were casual fans.
Yes.
And don't know who these people are. But we know who these people are.
Because Rocky walks right past us, and I was like, Phil, was that Rocky? And he was like, yeah, that was Rocky.
Because I said hello to him.
And then he walks right past us, Rocky!
Double A joining us, hello.
A lot of people don't know, Rocky is one of the pioneers of the Ring of Honor. Because when Ring of Honor first started, he was one of the first guys they got.
Yeah, yeah. And Rocky's been the bridge
for Ring of Honor in New Japan.
In New Japan. He's super over in Japan. He records music. Yep. And yeah, I'm sorry, I gotta finish.
And then after that Battle Royal was over, Kenny King wins the Battle Royal. But after the Battle Royal, we were like, okay, we can go home. We're done.
Yeah.
We were just like, we couldn't believe the $150 should have just been for the Rumble.
Cuzbro Ant, Colt Cabana got a huge pop too.
Oh,
because Toriano gave him his spot. Yano came out and gave Colt Cabana his spot in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Came around to the announcers table. The announce table's directly across from us.
Yes.
Ian Riccoboni and Colt Cabana and Kevin Kelly.
Yes.
So Yano said, you go. And Yano sat down and did commentary. I can't wait to play that back. Sal from Sacred Heart joining us. Sal, I know you.
Excuse me.
Hello, Sal. Thank you again for having Choppy, my brother.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll be back. Hopefully I will be back in September. Hopefully nothing gets booked, besides that.
What about Yano's reaction?
Oh, my God.
That's great.
But I mean, again, like, you know, Phil stinks. Phil does stink.
Well, Phil's a jerk off. We can't expect anything less from him.
Yeah, but you know, this is what I get for buying my tickets 8 months in advance and then booking a fucking show WrestleMania weekend.
This is true.
I'm just glad you didn't get a ticket.
Nah.
You didn't want to go.
I didn't want to go.
But thank God, because now we know that we can split it.
And the only reason I didn't want to go is because I had a feeling we were going to have the kid around this time.
We didn't know. We didn't expect to have the show or anything like that. But yeah, you definitely did get the kid. But then it worked out. Everything worked out, so I'm glad.
Yeah. Do you want to take a break right now, and then we'll talk about the rest of the card?
We could, yeah.
Or you want to just keep going?
No, we can take a break right now, and then we'll just take a quick break, and... I got to pee anyway, so.
All right.
But we'll definitely take a break, come back, and we'll finish the New Japan, and we'll give WrestleMania predictions.
Okay.
And then we'll hopefully,
yeah,
God willingly, enjoy the rest of the day, because I know there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We are live on RantEmRadio.com, as always, part of the Shining Wizards Network. Take a quick break, plug our friends, and we'll be back with the rest of our show.
Yes.
WrestleMania Sunday. Peace out.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Sounds like a. His theme music sounds like an anime.
Oh, well, yeah. Technically, is his character based on anime?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Tiger Bass was based on an anime too.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah.
Isn't that still a show?
I think it is. Even Kenny Omega made an appearance on the
Kenny
show.
Omega. Naito. All right. We're back, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Rant EM Radio. It's WrestleMania Sunday. Hello, everybody listening in on TuneIn on RantEMRadio.com, part of Shining Wizards Network. Very, very happy to be here today. It's Phil, it's Choppy, it's the chat room. Hello, everybody. Double A was checking in before. Hello, boss man.
It's your mother.
My mom?
I don't know.
My mom was in the room. So was Kevin Gill, Sonny Ono.
Yes.
Shout out to Sonny Ono, Miku-san, Sal. Everybody's in the room today. It's
Miku-san.
Anyway. So Choppy and I were going over the G1 card. Let's go into the next match. How about this? This was a good match.
Ooh.
This is to you. Both titles were up.
It's the never open weight champion, Will Ospreay, going up against the Ring of Honor World Television champion, Jeff Cobb, title for title.
Yeah, this was good, man, considering...
What the clash of styles, my guy.
Yeah, we were... my son was actually worried about this match. Like, you know, he goes, do you think Ospreay can hang? Because that's one of his... He loves... Mikey loves Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
I see. He goes, wouldn't that be cool if he beats Jeff Cobb? And I'm like, it would be great if he beat Jeff Cobb. I just don't see
it happening.
You know? So, anyone see Richie?
Hey, Richie.
Anyone know why Richie's still stuck at work? Anyone know why Richie's still stuck at work? Can't find Bobby Lupo? That's why. What's up, cuz? He's stuck until fall, but dude... You're getting 17 and a half hours of Mania, bro. So don't worry about it.
17 and a half hours of Mania.
You'll be home plenty of time to watch WrestleMania.
Insane.
Anyway.
What time does it start again?
I think 5 or 6 is the pre-show. So we got to get snack. I mean, if we're staying, we got to get snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
We're going to stay.
Anyway. Let's get... All right. Jeff Cobb, Will Ospreay, never open championship against the Ring of Honor World Television Championship.
What a hard-hitting match.
I got to tell you, give Ospreay a little credit. Well, you give him a lot of credit. He's a really amazing talent, Will Ospreay. He always was. But Jeff Cobb is not your lightest on the feet kind of guy.
Well, let me tell you something, man. He proved everyone wrong.
He did, because Will Ospreay threw him a couple of spots, and he took some hits. And on top of that, Jeff Cobb is about 300 pounds, and he was taking Conranas and flips, and he was...
Didn't he do a moonsault?
He did a moonsault.
Then it was frog splash, moonsault.
Yeah.
I think he did a senton at one point. I mean, here's the thing. For anybody that doubted Will Ospreay as just a flippy flip kind of guy, no, he was doing some hard-hitting action in this match. It wasn't just high spots with Will Ospreay. If he did high spot, it actually meant something in the story of the match.
Correct.
So, in terms of a good opening match, this was a very good opening match to the show. Jeff Cobb was just is just a slab of beef, just a beef that you just don't know what to do with this guy. And then Jeff Cobb just trying to do Ospreay just doing everything he can just to knock the big man down. And it was just kind of like the David versus Goliath kind of deal.
Yeah.
And you know, unfortunately, you know, Ospreay lost the match, and Jeff Cobb is now a double champion. He's now your Ring of Honor World Television Champion and also the Never Open Weight Champion. My God. What a match. That power slam that Jeff Cobb does, insane. Insane.
Yeah, but that power slam on anybody is pretty...
It's insane.
Right, but doing it to a guy who's half his size was pretty brutal to watch. But brutal watching, oh my God, that's going to hurt.
It's brutal, but like, could you imagine how impressive it would look if he did it to somebody that's bigger than him?
He's done it bigger. He did it to Shane Taylor.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean Sloppy Lashley?
We'll get it to Sloppy Lashley. We have plenty of time, partner.
Oof.
We have plenty of time.
Their next match.
Roosh.
Versus Dalton Castle.
And the boys. Now, little backstory. Final battle. Dalton Castle says he doesn't have anybody to fight. Roosh had just fought. He think he fought Bandito. In the anniversary show. I'm sorry. And Dalton Castle, I don't have anybody to fight at Supercard. I'm challenging you. Now, Roosh is the up-and-coming luchador.
Yes.
He's probably the number one guy right now in lucha in terms of momentum. And he's part of LIJ Mexico. And he's a beast of a guy. He's a pretty big dude for a luchador.
Yes.
He's very agile for his size. And shockingly destroys Dalton Castle.
Squash. Basically, three drop kicks. One corner drop kick.
To the face.
To the face. And it was 1-2-3. Dalton Castle loses the match.
Yeah.
Hey, beautiful. You're awake.
Beautiful.
How you feeling? Please let me know if you feel good or bad.
Feel good? Keep yourself clean, honey.
Well, to me, you always look good, so it doesn't matter to me if you're feeling good or not.
Keep yourself clean, honey, Pablo. Anyway, dude, Dalton Castle got squashed. This is a former world champion.
I'm shocked, though.
Shocked. 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden.
Is that a swan song, you think?
No. I think it's the heel turn, and I think they're gonna do something with Dalton Castle in terms of pushing him.
Now, let me ask you, do you ever think he was really a babyface, though? I think it was more of a tweener. Because, you know, his gimmick was, like, that of, like, egotistical. Oh, look at that. A little. That's awesome. Well, You let me know.
All right. Yeah. So Rush, as they say in Mexico, not Rush.
I always thought it was Rush.
I thought it was Rush. I kept calling him Rush until he said Rush. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm pretty good with pronouncing names. I'm terrible in math. So when I said, wait a minute.
You're not as good as me.
No.
Andrade Cien Almas.
With his girlfriend Charlotte last night.
Oh, they finally showed up together, huh?
Yeah, they showed up together, the whole thing. At the 7 minutes I watched it. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Oh, but whatever. Anyway.
It was all work.
Ring that bell. So, yeah, he squashes Dalton Castle. Choppy, I honestly don't know if it's a swan song. I want to say no.
It was
weird. I can't answer that. I can't. I really can't. It was fucking weird.
Weird.
Yeah. It's crazy weird.
Why
could
you do that to fucking Dalton Castle, man? That's a great talent.
Either he's going out or...
It's a heel turn.
Yeah. Or it's a major heel turn. He's going to go for, I guess, Jeff Cobb or whatever.
Well, he's been world champion already.
So a TV title would be...
Maybe TV title.
Maybe get a tag team partner.
Maybe he'll take the TV title off of Jeff Cobb, and then Jeff Cobb could go full-time with the New Japan.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not. You know what I was just thinking about? Jeff Cobb, Michael Elgin going at it again? Because I think they've gone at
Elgin's gone, though.
Is he gone?
He's gone from New Japan.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
He recently just...
Big Mike?
Big Mike is gone,
oh,
yeah.
No. Why?
Maybe he's coming home.
No, really?
Maybe.
I like Big Mike. I like him in New Japan.
I liked him in Ring of Honor, too, though. I liked him as world champ. I'm not mad. I'm a fan of Michael Elgin.
I like
so
Michael Elgin.
Maybe he'll go to...
To E?
To the E, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not mad at that.
That'd be pretty cool for him showing up on NXT. You want to talk about spice up your life.
You know who Jim Ross compared him to one time? What's his name? The guy who trained Undertaker. The guy, Tommy Rich. Tommy Rich's feud with Tommy Rich.
Oh, Buzz Sawyer.
Jim Ross compared him to Buzz Sawyer at one point. He's like, this is our Buzz Sawyer.
Squash matches happened. Wow factor worked. Dalton will be fine. Good point, cuz, bro. I don't know. If he caught him on a bad day storyline, that's fine. I don't know if it's a swan song, though. I don't think he's leaving anywhere. Because I think Ring of Honor has invested way too much time and money and into Dalton Castle.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was, like, you saw our reactions were
No, dude, 20,000 people were like, what just happened?
Really? Like,
Yeah.
One of the funniest entrances of the night, and you're just going to squash him like that? It made no sense. But anyways, again, you're probably right. It's probably just a heel turn that's happening. Maybe it's something big happening for him. Who knows? Anyways, next match.
Next match. Kelly Klein going for the Women of Honor title.
My least favorite match of the night.
Against Mayu Iwatani. Iwatani just had won the championship from her. So, Kelly Klein, not bad on the eyes in person. She had a nice big rack on her. Women of Honor don't really do a lot for me in terms of...
I'm not sold on the roster yet. Okay, you got like right now. You have Mandy Leone. You got the beautiful people now.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
So Kelly Klein wins the title.
Yes.
And Choppy's question to me was, "Hey Phil, why do they call her the Gatekeeper? Is she friends with Zool?
Yeah, is she friends with Zool from Ghostbusters? I mean, like,
no one gets that but me, right? And I'm sure if Choppy asked half the arena, they wouldn't even know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Which is, well, our crew would know what he was talking about, but other than that,
are you the Gatekeeper?
I'm the Gatekeeper. So.
Oh no, Zool.
Yeah, Zool sounds too much like
this.
Just putting that out there. Hey, Shaylin, what's up?
I thought you were working. What happened?
She's probably just checking with her phone, not being.
Oh boy, you're in trouble. I'm gonna tell your district manager.
You can't be pulling out your phone during retail. You can't be doing that, Ma. Anyway, so now here comes. Formerly the Beautiful People.
Oh, God.
And Angelina Love, Velvet Sky, who's still nice on the eyes, not Angelina Love.
No, Velvet Sky looks weird.
Does she?
Like I don't know what... She got old, man. She looked really
old. Look
who
she's with. I'm on a break. What's up, Harry?
Big fatty Ray.
Harry checking in from the UK.
Finally. I mean, shit.
Dude, this is a family man. Leave him alone.
Fuck him.
Fuck him, he says. Anyway,
I love you,
so the Beautiful People come out, and they surround Kelly Klein. Here comes Mandy Leon.
Brooklyn's own Mandy Leon.
Who put on a little bit of weight. And
she, did she?
And she, oh, dude, and she filled it out. What are you talking about?
Do you think she put on some weight?
Oh, my God. She looks amazing.
I thought she still looked the same.
She turns, looking like she was going to save Kelly Flynn. Duh, nobody saw this coming.
I'll tell you right now, I do like her as a heel.
Yeah, me too. So the stable's now called, the faction's called, I'm sorry, not stable. The faction's called Allure, with the Anarchy A.
Anarchy A, and it's Allure.
And then some kind of fancy little fonty script.
Oh, look, Anthony. Mandy!
We at the same time. Mandy! It's like bringing out a foot. That's a, who sings? Barry Manilow sings, man. Yeah. Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave with that. I was like, yo, she's fucking stacked.
What is she? She's Arab, isn't
she's,
she?
I don't even know what she, well, I'm assuming she's some sort of Latino.
I don't think she's Latino. Background. I think she's
Latina. Mandy got ass. Hey, fuck you, buddy. He's talking to you, buddy.
Oh, me? I thought you were talking to Phil, buddy.
He ain't talking to me. I didn't say fuck you, Harry. You did.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you know Dominic?
You do know Dominic Fanuke?
Fuck out of here.
Dominic Fanuke.
Dominic Fanuke. I went to school with his mother.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. All right. So Bully Ray had the open challenge, right? He had the open challenge. But someone jumped Flip Gordon. Juice Robinson in the back. But Flip comes out. Thank God. I want to see Flip Gordon anyway. I miss Flip Gordon.
And I reminded Phil yesterday that he was in great shape, by the way. He's in fantastic shape.
Well, Flip Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
And I told Phil, I was like, dude, you know who's his training partner right now? And he was like, who? Brian Cage, the Machine.
The Machine.
Him and Machine are like butt buddies.
I watched that Brian Cage match with Chris Dickinson from 3 years ago today. I love that match.
And PWG. And you told me that him and Chris are like best friends.
Yeah, best friends, yeah. Chris told us that on the show.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
So, Bully Ray interrupted that rapper who was terrible.
What's his name?
MC Ran or something like that.
MC Dog Shit.
Yeah. So Bully Ray bullied him, and then here comes Flip, and then here comes Shane Taylor and Silas Young on behalf of Bully Ray, and they all jump on Flip, but then Flip gets saved by Lifeblood, making this a 6-man hardcore match.
I thought that was Taz that was coming out.
What? Oh, the...
Yeah.
And my cousin Anthony was like, yo, it's Taz. I'm like, wish it was.
And then we saw Juice and what's his name come out? What was the other guy's name? The guy that came out with Juice?
I forgot his name. The Lifeblood guy.
Yeah, it was Lifeblood guy number one. Whatever. Yeah,
so.
And so it was basically Bully Ray.
Silas Young.
And then Sloppy Lashley.
Sloppy Lashley. Shane Taylor's new nickname, Sloppy Lashley.
Or Blobby Lashley.
Blobby. I said Bloppy.
Well, one of the other.
I said Blobby Lashley.
He is the absolute. You know what I call him? I call him Mass Transit from ECW.
Dude, another reference. That's what I like. Mikey said to me this morning, he goes, Phil, you laughed so hard last night. I'm like, yeah. And that was. When Choppy said Mass Transit. And anybody who knows that incident with ECW. Yeah,
unless you're an ECW mark, you won't know who
you won't know who Mass Transit is. Please do your homework. I was literally in tears when Choppy said that. He's like, all right, get Mass Transit. I went, and no one gets it but me. And I'm like in tears.
And then the people in front of us are like,
what's this guy crying?
Who are you talking about?
And I'm like, Mass Transit, it's fucking funny. I'm laughing. I'm like, rolled in my eyes. It was too funny.
He almost sounded like a deaf person.
That bell. So we get rid of that, thank God. The next match was my Cosbro was looking forward to. Anthony was really looking forward to this.
The triple threat?
He mentioned to us at dinner. Yeah, triple threat.
Dragon Lee?
For the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Taiji Ishimori, a.k.a. the Bone Soldiers. Ready! Defending against Bandito and Dragon fucking Lee from CMLL.
Can I just say this is my first time live? Watching Dragon Lee and Bandito?
No, it's not. You've seen him in Final Battle.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure.
Yep.
So I'm wrong.
Yeah, you never saw Ishimori live.
I didn't see Bone Soldiers. Oh, yeah.
Right.
These three together. Oh.
It was a short match. But.
My.
They crammed a whole bunch of love into this match.
Oh, my God. It was they crammed so much high spots. I was dumbfounded at how good this match was.
Choppy Lashley.
Choppy Lashley.
I might name the episode that.
Okay.
Choppy Lashley.
Well, fuck you then.
Choppy Transit.
At least I'm not. I like that better actually. Choppy Transit.
Great match. Dragon Lee won the IWGP Championship.
I was shocked. I thought Bone Thugs was going to keep it. He just got the damn belt.
But that belt, that's the one belt in New Japan that flies. That and the tag team title, they fly.
You're talking about the junior heavyweight titles.
Yes, correct. Here's the fun. Here's the fun.
Oh, my God.
For the Ring of Honor and New Japan tag team heavyweight tag team championships, the Gorillas of Destiny against the Briscoes, against Evil and Sonata, and Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO, who PCO came out and got into a electric chair. And
A la Abby,
and got shocked like Frankenstein. It's pretty cool. Yeah, Bandito did still mash choppy. Bandito did steal that match. He did, Georgie.
Can I just say, how is PCO still alive?
You're not human. They said,
guys, I'm sorry.
No, please, by all means.
Not the country. The man is 52 years old. He did suicide dives, rolling sentons, moonsaults off the top rope into the floor. Not to the ring, to the floor. He took a powerbomb from the GODs from the ring to the floor and landed on his neck. Sat up, yelled, and then fell to the ground. The man is literally not human. The man is a freak of nature. I cannot believe he's still alive.
The spot that Choppy's referring to, you hear Brody King call for the spot.
Oh.
Clear as day. He goes, PCO! And points down. And when he pointed down, we all went, oh, no.
Oh.
Like 20,000 people put their hands on their head like, holy shit. And Choppy kept saying, no, 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 no. And he did it. And the crowd started chanting, you're not human. You're not human. Yeah, PCO is a sick man. The bump on the outside, correct. That's what we're referring to.
Bro, I'm telling Georgie, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, man.
I thought he died.
We all did.
I couldn't believe. I was like, oh, my God.
We all did.
He's paralyzed. There's no way he got up from that. And he's not human. He's not.
Jamie's in the room. What's up, Jamie?
What's up, Jamie?
Cuz, bro.
How are you, brother?
So, yeah, he did this. But when you hear Brody King call for the spot, and he went up there, we were like, oh, no. Soon as Brody King called for that spot, we all said, oh, my God, he's going to die, he's going to die, he's going to die, he's going to die. I had my hand on my head the entire night because there were some things that shouldn't have been done last night.
Oh, my – bro, I could not believe it.
Blobby Lashley, see? There you go, see? Exactly.
Like, how was that man physically able to walk after that match? I couldn't believe it. He is a freak of nature, that man.
All right.
Let's not keep in mind, he's also a former WWF tag team champion with Jacques Rougeau.
Jacques Rougeau, the Quebecers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so now, just a side note, while this is going on, we're getting reports on the phone that Bret Hart was attacked, and we'll get into that before we do WrestleMania. Bret Hart was attacked by a fan at the Hall of Fame, okay? So now, we're getting this, as this is coming over, my son's pulling up Twitter, people are showing me their phones, everybody's looking at the phones, we're all talking about it. Nick German has video he's posting. It gets really weird now.
Really weird.
Okay, so now, here's where it gets weird. The GOD win the match. So now they are the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions.
And IWGP.
And the new IWGP Tag Team Champions. Oh, no, they were the IWGP.
No, they just retained.
They retained them.
And they got the ROH titles.
And the ROH titles, correct. While this is going on,
A ruckus happens in the front row.
Now, mind you, we're the section up from the ring near the entrance, so we can't see, all we see is a head on the floor.
Yes.
Right? We see the Briscoes brawling with a blonde hair.
We think it's just a fan.
Because there was nothing was done at ringside. Like, there was no, like, altercation, there was no, like, fan mounting off. So all we see is security and I think it was Mark Briscoe.
It was Mark. It was Jay. It was Bully.
Well, no, Bully didn't come out yet.
Yeah, not yet. It was just Mark and Jay, and then security trying to control this individual. We didn't know who it was.
So I'm at the end seat, right? I'm at the end seat. We can't figure it out, right? I think it was Jamie or my cousin. Somebody from the row said, "Oh my God, it's fucking Enzo," and I went, "What?" And as I'm saying this, Bully Ray comes out, and he's literally kicking the shit.
Like, threw him up against the guardrail, dude.
Now, yeah. And Now we don't see this. We just see Bully
pounding on.
All of a sudden, fucking Big Cass shows up,
and we were even like, "What is Big Cass doing here?"
Because all I saw was a shirt that said
still certified,
which is dope, by the way. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie about that. Now it's everybody brawling with
the gorillas are brawling, the Briscoes are brawling, and then. And to their credit, Yano comes out, steals the
IWGP. Yeah. While this is all going on, Yano steals the Ring of Honor Tag Team Championship and does one of these at the end of the ramp. The Gorillas get back. Like, Evil and Sonata are gone by this point.
Yes, they are.
PCO and Brody King gone by this point.
It's just the Briscoes, Bully Ray, and the GODs.
And it, yeah. And, like, you see Tangaloa, like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, yeah. So now, we're like, I can't believe this. Like, you know.
I was in shock.
So now, here's the big question. Is it a work? Is this? Is that?
I thought it was a shoot. I really thought it was a shoot.
Choppy thought it was a shoot. I said there was too much security there. And I told you this in the car, too. There was too many people were there.
But here's my problem. Here's why I thought it was a shoot. They didn't show it on the Titantrons, on the screens.
Yeah, but that could be just a ploy, too, though. Because you have to understand there's a few different feeds going on.
Okay.
You got the New Japan feed, the Ring of Honor feed, and you got Fight TV. So there's three different pay-per-view feeds. So it could be I think New Japan had the control of the stuff that was going on in the Titantron, whatever you want to call it, the overhead screens that the Garden has, which were beautiful. The graphics were great, by the way. They did a really good job last night, the Garden did, of hosting this. So now this all goes down. This is crazy, right? So now we're all like, and I'm telling everybody, I'm not mad at this. If this is a shoot, even if it's a shoot or a work, I'm not mad at it.
I'm already happy with the event, and then this is just icing on the cake.
Controversy. I cannot wait till we're done with this so I'm able to download footage and see.
I don't think it's going to show. I think they.
Well, I have access to both Honor Club.
I know that, but what I'm saying is I don't think they're going to show that. On TV, just for whatever the Enzo thing was worked perfect. It took away from the next match. That's how significant it was. ROH could have saved Enzo and Cass's career. Yeah.
So according to Nick German's sources, the ROH put them up in the corporate suites. That's why you didn't see them at ringside.
So after you told me that, after you gave me that information, I was wondering. So I guess it's not a shoot. It's a work.
Yeah.
But it was done so. If it's a work, it was done so well. It was done perfectly well, because you see Cass and Enzo being escorted by security through the crowd, and then Enzo and Cass flipping off the whole crowd. It was great, very well done. And I don't know. I'm actually excited to see what happens on ROH. All
right, let's get into the rest of the card. Then we'll do WrestleMania, and then we'll start our day. Mm-hmm. Start our day. It's fucking 3:00.
Yeah,
almost. Zack Sabre Jr. Another one of my son's favorites. My son liked all the Brits. Defending his Rev Pro British Championship.
Against
the ace.
The John Cena of New Japan.
The John Cena of New Japan.
Hiroshi Tanahashi.
All right. It was on none of the feeds, I believe, but it was planned. And it pushes, and a lot of the blows were real.
Okay.
Whoa. I can't wait for the aftermath. Like, I can't wait to hear.
I just want to see what's going to happen.
I want to hear Bully Ray on, and I hate him on that radio show, but I want to hear him on
Bust. See what he has to say, because he was there.
Yeah. I need a SiriusXM login. Can anybody hook me up? Because I no longer have it, and I'm sad. ROH feed blacked out. New Japan feed concentrated on Yano.
See?
Okay.
I'm telling you, man.
Okay. I didn't see any feeds yet, but my cousin wouldn't lie to me.
I mean, and on top of that, you don't believe German? I mean, he's the guy who wanted to get us.
No, I believe German, because German. I believe that that ROH had them in the suites.
I don't know, man.
Fucking Rob was in the suites.
Sweet life.
And Rob wanted to call one from he's at the Bullet Club tailgate right now. But I no longer have access to what do we use? Skype? I don't have access to that number anymore right now. I kind of gave it up. But anyway, that's another story.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. So Zack Sabre Jr. defending Rev Pro title against the ace of New Japan, Hiroshi Tanahashi. Mikey thought that Sabre broke his arm. That's how.
No, because the submissions were insane.
Yeah. He submitted.
And he submitted. It was a good match.
So I'm glad that they have Tanahashi still in high-profile matches, 20 years in the business.
Putting over the younger guys.
Exactly. He's doing what John Cena does, yeah. Which is fucking great. I love it.
Dude, the next match, oh my fucking God. Okay.
Jay's in the room. What's up, Uncle Jay?
So we were talking about matches of the night. I couldn't figure out, this is my match of the night.
Well, this is, I wanted this to be the match of the
night. This is my match of the night.
Yeah, for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship.
Oh my God.
It was Tetsuya Naito defending against
Kota Ibushi. Oh.
Both the same age, both came into the business together. The what was cool was that the promo that Naito cut was like, we're like old friends that don't, and the harder this goes, the better it gets.
Yes.
And it's true. Kota Ibushi, I feel like he needed this.
He had to.
After reconnecting with Omega, after being involved with the Elite, kind of, sort of. And he was injured for a while. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What up, Bunk? So, you should never believe Nick German. You know what, Harry? You're right.
Yeah.
Ring that bell. So now, this was probably the match of the night for me. Well.
The main event?
I mean, the last few matches were good.
They were great.
But the ladder match was okay.
The Kota Ibushi Naito match was in fucking sane. They killed it. They killed it. I can't say anything else nicer about Ibushi and Naito. They're so good in the ring.
I picked up in New Japan again. I picked up in Japan wrestling, period, in 2013. The former co-host of the show was my way in, because he was hip to it.
He was the bridge.
He was the bridge. And I said to him, just by observation, and I don't know their booking, I don't know their talent really well, I said there were two guys there that were going to be superstars. And they fought last night.
Can I just be honest about one thing? I didn't see much in Ibushi as a talent. Wait. Let me finish.
Have you seen his stuff with the Golden Lovers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
As a singles main event star.
You didn't see him as a singles guy.
I didn't see him as... I saw maybe as an Intercontinental U.S. Championship.
That's fair.
But after last night, oh my fucking God, that guy's going to go for the IWGP heavyweight title.
So Choppy's convinced, and I asked him, because sometimes it's hard if you don't follow New Japan to figure out their booking style, right? So I said, to Choppy, I said, where do we go? And he said, you know what? It's going to be Ibushi and Okada
at
Wrestle Kingdom this year.
I think it is.
This is all going to lead up to them, just these three guys with the titles.
Yes.
And I'm not mad at that. If that's the way it's going to go down, and I'm hoping I'm there.
That's going to be a fantastic main event.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cena versus Tanahashi, dream match. Wow. I wouldn't mind it. Both guys can work. You have to understand something. For somebody to be in that position for that long, you have to have star power. Whether you're a great wrestler or not, by no means, I thought John Cena was better 5 years ago than he was 10 years ago. Okay, and this is when he was still in the hunt. 5 years ago, he was still in the limelight. There are guys that just get better with age because of their maturity, of the profile match that they're in. Tanahashi, he was one of my first bridges again. Like, oh my God, this guy's amazing, and he's John Cena, you know, with an air guitar, you know. I know Choppy is not a big fan of him, but there's a lot of people who aren't a big fan of Tanahashi.
I'll be honest with you, I'm more of a fan of Cena than I am of Tanahashi.
But I saw his stuff with Nakamura.
I'm sure it's great.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
I'm sure it's great and all, but I'm not invested in the guy.
That's perfectly fine. But 20 years in the business, it was so good.
Ugh.
And I'll say this after the main event. Yeah. All right. Your next match was for the ROH Heavyweight Championship, a ladder match to boot. The Mr. New Jersey himself,
Jay Lethal,
Elizabeth New Jersey's own, and Choppy's schoolmate, Jay Lethal, defending one of the longest reigning title holders of all time in Ring of Honor, defending against Marty Scurll, the villain, and Mr. Matt Taven from the Kingdom. The big talk around this match was Marty Scurll. If he didn't win the title, where is he going? Blah, 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 blah. So now, of course, Villain Enterprises has nothing but now the six-man titles. They lost the tag team, and Marty Scurll did not win. Matt Taven won with his own ladder, which is pretty funny, actually. Not a big fan of Matt Taven. The Garden wasn't a big fan of Matt Taven.
Oh, God.
I
don't see anything in that guy.
The match was okay. A lot of good spots.
I you know what it is? It wasn't a bad match. I think it was just it was very hard for them to follow that match between Ibushi and Naito.
Yeah, I would have put that before Ibushi and Naito. I would have had the two New Japan
Close out the show.
Close out the show. Only because I'll get to that in a second, too. But Jay Lethal, at this point, has done everything.
Yeah, he's been television champion, world champion twice.
Well, what I mean, too, is, partner, is that he's fought everybody.
Yes, yes. Briscoe, Adam Cole.
I mean, in the last year, I'm talking about.
Yeah, in the last year, he's fought everybody.
Dalton Castle, everybody.
Everybody he fought.
Correct.
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes, right.
Everyone.
Right. So now, it's kind of getting stale. We're selfish because he's Jay Lethal, and correct. We loved it. I could put the belt on Jay Lethal for a gazillion years. However, it's not fair. It's not fair to the talent because you have to build stories. So Matt Taven is a super heel. He's over as a super heel right now. And he's got a sick fucking stable faction that's been making a lot of noise.
And if I'm not mistaken, not to cut you off, Matt Taven has won every fucking title in that company.
And he's huge in Mexico. He was a champion. He's huge in Japan when he goes there. So even though we don't see a lot in him, he's actually a decent talent and he gets over, which makes perfect sense for him to have the title. If Marty Scurll's not going to stay, or you tell a good story and have Marty still go after him, which I'm not mad at either.
Yeah.
Right? Or Marty will go with his friends and like everybody else is going to fucking AEW. Right? Whatever. But yeah, Taven wins. One of the nicest shirts of the night was Madison Square Taven in the MSG font, by the way.
Correct.
I'm a fan of the colors. I'm a big purple guy, so I like the whole purple homage that Taven does.
Yeah, he's a...
He's got the fucking Dr. Mindbender gloves. He's, you know, Matt Taven coming into his own, it helped that he's a Boston guy in New York. New Yorkers hate Boston. They hate the Red Sox. They hate the Bruins. They hate every team in Boston. They hate the Patriots. Boston and New York do not like each other in terms of sports. So he was so over as a heel that you had to boo him, you know? So he wins the title. I like to see where they're going with this. And we get to the main event.
Can I just say something about the main event? Like,
I want you to say anything you want about the main event.
It started off very slow. Because I think they were still trying to feel it. I think, you know what it was? I think they were trying to give these guys at least 40 minutes in the match. Because the match was 40 minutes long. If I'm not
Big Tone?
Big Tone's in the house? Yep. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Of course we had fun, Big Tone. It would have been better if you were there, too, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it was in your hometown, we'd be saying the same thing to you, buddy. But you had to be there. Thank you. Anyway, go ahead.
So, me and you, we were there, and we kept saying to ourselves, there's no fucking way Okada's leaving New York City with the title. There's no fucking way.
Because Jay White was so over, and Jay White had just won the title, and...
Yeah, he must have had the shortest title reign. Has to.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
But I thought, you know, we thought that New Japan was so high on Jay White, which I think they still are, but, like, they love them some Okada. They really do. They love Okada. And to see the way things panned out, when we saw that 1-2-3, and me and Phil were like, what? He got the belt? He is a 5-time IWGP heavyweight champion? Me and Phil were like dumbfounded. All these thoughts started formulating in my mind. Like, I'm at MSG. We have New Japan in MSG. And we just witnessed their world title change hands at MSG in New York City. Me and Phil were just like, wow, this is history. We have witnessed history right now. And I couldn't be more proud of the fact that I was with a bunch of guys that I consider my brothers at this event, witnessing history. And after what happened last night, I feel like we're going to see more of New Japan in the United States in much bigger arenas. I mean, okay, perfect example, we're going to have New Japan go to Dallas now. Will they be able to draw as much as New York? I don't know. We shall see. Because right now, New Japan is not the competition. New Japan is just an alternative. Just like AEW is going to be all an alternative. Just like ROH is an alternative. Impact, you know?
Yeah.
So,
can we talk about the consensus around ROH last night for a minute before we get into WrestleMania?
Yeah, of course. Please. Whatever you want to talk about on ROH, please.
So, social media has gotten a lot of guys were there last night. A lot of our peers that do a lot of Japanese podcasts and stuff like that for pro wrestling. They they were insulted that Ring of Honor was with New Japan last night.
Which is you can't really compare both companies because Ring of Honor is an indie fed. Essentially, in the United States, and fucking New Japan is a, would you say the number two company?
Yeah.
In the world right now?
Yeah, has to be.
Yeah, so you really can't compare the company. I mean, you could probably it's like you could compare the talent, but you can't compare the companies.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure. Listen, guys, the talent in New Japan is, to me, in my opinion, is far better than the talent in ROH. I'm sorry, it just is. They have better stars. Better work ethic, and you got to keep in mind, Ring of Honor is in the rebuilding stages right now. So,
right. So, and my point to Choppy was, again, I've said this a million times. There's no more competition, none. You know, did Ring of Honor come? Did they bring an A game last night?
No. Not at all. I've been.
I mean, outside of the ladder match, and the tag team match was great, but they had New Japan talent in it.
Yeah, but there's New Japan in there. But did they bring their A game in terms of, like, what was another ROH match? The hardcore match?
Yeah.
No. I mean, again, we had Jeff Cobb, who's an ROH guy, going up against Will Ospreay, who's a New Japan guy. No, I don't think. Not really. I've seen better Ring of Honor matches. But here's the problem. A lot of the talent that was in Ring of Honor has gone to other places.
And this is going to be the norm. Anthony said to you last night, is it that crazy for Okada to walk out as champ? Choppy said, no, no way. His eyes called me stupid.
I love your brother. He's great.
Yeah. But
we were dumbfounded.
I can't begin to tell you, like, I felt like I was 11 years old last night.
Yeah.
Like, I had my family with me. I had my son with me. I had friends. I met new friends, old friends. Like, you knew people were with us. Like, it was so great last night. And, I mean, for me, as an older fan, you kind of, like, get caught up with, a lot of times, for what I do here with the podcast with you and in general, I get caught up a lot in nostalgia.
Yes.
And I get, like, too wrapped up in, well, it can't be as good as that. Even though it probably is, but for me, I'm just nostalgia junkie, right? Like, last night, we knew we were going to be part of something special. We knew. Even if the card sucked. Same thing, like, I compared it to One Night Stand 2005 with my son. Like, that outside of last night, that was the most expensive wrestling ticket I ever paid for, right? But I knew I was going to be part of something special. Because I knew the level of measures that Vince and Paul Lee went to get everybody back into the fold under a WWE banner, but still making it ECW. I compared that to last night, and it destroyed destroyed One Night Stand. Because I saw one of my heroes, two of my heroes, one's leaving. And one I've never seen live before, even though he could barely wrestle, but it's the fucking great Muda. He could have came out and spit somebody's face. And I saw Minoru Suzuki. I saw Fale. I saw the Bullet Club OG. I saw, but then I saw Okada, Tanahashi, Naito.
Did I mention that you saw Muda?
Yes, I meant you did mention I saw Muda. And I saw, like, this greatness in Jay White, who's going to be great.
26 years old?
To rob this. Choppy said to me last night, he goes, Phil, you realize he was like the curtain jerker last year or the year before? And I was like, yeah, you're right. He was the curtain jerker. Now these guys, and I'm going to get a little emotional, though, these guys main evented the greatest wrestling venue in the world. And no disrespect to any other state, no disrespect to anybody else's country, your stadium, your arena. I don't care how bad WWE has gotten in the last 10 years. Madison Square Garden is the mecca of sports entertainment, period. It's where it started, and these guys were so elated to be here in my city, at the mecca, in the middle of the universe. These legends, these guys, they just seen shit on TV. They watch stuff. Oh my God, Madison Square Garden, Madison WrestleMania, Madison Square Garden, WWF, Madison Square Garden. For the first time in 57 years, a non-WWE/WWF event was held, and it was by the second best promotion in the – well, for me, it's the best promotion right now going in terms of talent. But if you're going to make the fucking – the whole thing with the competition
– financials and stuff.
Financials, it's the second. But New Japan with ROH on their coattails – ran a supercard last night with controversy, with bad matches, with good matches, and amazing matches. Done. They can do it five more times, they'll never compare to the first. The matches may be better. Phil's reaction was so much better, like a bunch of kids. Can you blame me, though?
Yeah.
Because I'm the oldest dude out there. Well, Elaine was my age too, but when Elaine's not there, I'm the oldest guy, and I've seen so much. I've seen so much wrestling that I don't really react that much. I mean, I react, but not as much as I did yesterday, because it was that kind of party. Any final words on G1? I mean,
I think it's probably. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, wrestling event I've ever been to. It was that fucking good. I enjoyed everything.
And let me premise this. His first time at Madison Square Garden.
That was my first time at MSG. And your cousins too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was our first time.
So your first time is that.
That was my first time, was at New Japan and ROH.
So you can go back. We're going to go back. But like we talk about AAA. When Raw comes to the Garden, I still like to go sometimes every couple of years. Like, I go to house shows at Christmas time a lot. I used to go, but I don't know. Yeah. Right.
The Yano
book. Right. It's not going to compare.
No.
So, I just want to say thank you to New Japan. I want to say thank you to Ring of Honor. And I want to say that I'm glad that we were all together last night.
Yep.
We broke bread. We hung out. We talked. And we all shared a very special moment. And I mean, forget the t-shirts made up aside, the gimmick, whatever. It's a cool thing that we do. But it's more special when it's with family and friends. And it's more special when you're doing it with your crew. You know, because I've done this by myself a lot. When I was a kid, a lot of times, a lot of my friends outgrew it. And I was going to house shows, indie shows by myself, or with a girlfriend that didn't like wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, but now I have a crew. You know, it's yeah. Harry said it the best. Ring that bell. MSG is to wrestling what Wembley Stadium is to football worldwide. Everybody wants to be here. Ask Michael Jordan about Madison Square Garden. Ask Larry Bird about Madison Square Garden. Ask Wayne Gretzky about Madison Square Garden. Like, all these people wanted to work here. In their respective fields.
Ask, what's his name, Billy Joel about Madison Square Garden. He does twice a month. He makes millions.
Sinatra. Ask Hulk Hogan about Madison Square Garden.
You know Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
You know Hulk Hogan from Tampa?
What is his mother? All right, Pono, let's wrap this bad boy up.
Let's do this WrestleMania card and see how it pans out.
Okay. Buddy Murphy defends against Tony Nese.
I think I'm going to go with Tony Nese.
Me too.
That's our guy. That's
a
Long Island guy.
He's a Long Island guy.
Yeah, Tony Nese.
Who wins the Women's Battle Royal?
Who cares?
I'm going to say Tamina.
I don't give a shit.
Fuck. Who wins the Andre the Giant?
Ooh,
I say Kevin Owens.
Really?
Yep.
I say someone else. Sami Zayn.
Oh, right.
I say Sami Zayn.
All right. Your next match.
Fuck the Revival.
Taking on Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. Two New Yorkers.
Hawkins and Ryder win. That's going to be the first match that Hawkins wins in 2 years.
Okay.
And it's going to be for the titles.
I agree. Okay. Ricochet and Aleister Black going against Rusev, Nakamura, The Bar, and the Usos for the SmackDown title. I'm taking Black and Ricochet.
I'm taking the Usos to retain.
Uso crazy. Okay. Kurt Angle's farewell match.
Kurt Angle wins.
Kurt Angle wins, but is he fighting Baron Corbin or is he fighting John Cena?
John Cena.
Me too. And he still wins. Either way, he's going to win.
You know what? He's going to fight Baron Corbin. He's going to win. And I think John Cena still comes by and says,
I want one.
I want to challenge you.
And Kurt Angle still beats him.
Yeah.
I like that too. IC title match. Bobby Lashley defends against the Demon.
The Demon wins, obviously.
Demon wins, obviously. U.S. title match. This might be interesting. Ray Ray going up against Samoa Joe. I don't see Joe losing.
Joe wins.
My match I'm looking forward to, match of the night, for me anyway.
For me as well.
AJ Styles taking on Randy Orton.
Guys, I've been wanting to see this match since 2007.
Yep.
And when these guys were still in their prime, which I think, they're still kind of in their prime.
Yeah.
Who do I see winning this match? I see Randy Orton winning
so
this.
So do I. We're agreeing a lot today. This is crazy.
Yep.
Women's tag team title match, Fatal 4-Way. So Nia Jax Tamina can't win. Who's in the battle royal? I'm gonna say Alexa Bliss maybe. Even though she's hosting, she may be in the boxers.
I wanna say
So the Iconics, Nia Jax and Tamina, Beth Phoenix and Natty go up against the champions, Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Bayley and Sasha retain.
Okay. Angle will do the job tonight. He's old school. Okay, Terry. If you say so. Roman Reigns.
This is going to be good.
Roman Reigns beats Drew McIntyre?
Yes.
Okay.
Hands down.
Okay. Shane McMahon beats The Miz?
Miz wins.
Okay, I'm going to go with Shane McMahon. Triple H against Batista?
Triple H wins,
I agree. Seth Rollins. Now, we disagree here because we've already talked about this in pre-production. Seth Rollins against the Universal Champion Brock Lesnar. I say Rollins wins. Choppy says no. Lesnar retains and goes to Saudi Arabia with the belt.
Lesnar retains with the Saudi Arabia. Goes to Saudi Arabia.
Kofi Kingston. Does he beat Daniel Bryan tonight?
Yes.
He does.
Hands down.
I agree.
Because you want to know why? All this buildup for the past 8 weeks would have been for nothing.
And if he doesn't, he calls, he's going to break your TV. No. Calls, break your TV. Carlos has been very, very vocal about these two guys.
Carlos is most passive.
No, that's why I'm busting. That's why I'm being facetious. And the headliner, for the first time in history, the women will headline WrestleMania. Ronda Rousey defends against Charlotte Flair, who is also the SmackDown Women's Champion. And Becky Lynch, the man.
Becky Lynch is going to win both belts. Come on. Sorry, it's apparent.
Okay.
Who cares?
I mean, people care. That's why they ask our opinions. That's why we do a podcast.
We do?
Sometimes. That's pretty much it for us. The rant's coming on at about, I think, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I forget.
I think it's 4.
Double A, you're in the room. What time is the rant?
Yeah,
is
boss man. What time is the rant?
Is it 4 o'clock?
I think it's four.
I don't have it in front of me. I apologize.
If it's at 4 o'clock, they go for 2 hours, and the meeting starts at 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Any closing thoughts, partner,
on
the weekend?
I'm just blessed that I'm going to be with my wife.
They are next. Okay.
There you go. I'm just blessed that I'm going to be with my wife and with my friends, my brothers, all here at, watching WrestleMania. My kids are going to be watching this as well. At least one of them is, hopefully.
Yeah, I want to see my godson finally.
Yeah, you're going to see him today.
And Durant is next.
Yes, they are.
They're pre-gaming, and we're going to have a post-show tonight, hopefully. Boss, if that's correct, please confirm that. And then, of course, tomorrow, you're getting a replay of every show that was on this weekend.
Correct.
It's pretty dope.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for being patient with us. It's been a rough couple of days. Rough couple of weeks, actually.
It's been pretty tough, but, you know, we managed.
Who falls asleep during a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Shout out to Dr. Doom.
Yes.
For Mark Henry's video.
Shout out, my friend. That was the video of the year. Mark Henry admitted that he rages his son.
Okay. You can listen to the rant on rantemradio.com. Click on the link and tune in. Download TuneIn and search Rant Entertainment Media, Mr. Sharp. So on behalf of my esteemed colleague, Portuguese pain in the ass, Choppy, I'm the impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu. Reminding you all, the rant is next. Turnbuckle Throwbacks 300 is Friday. Be there or be square. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Baby, this is my life. Superior in all ways. Interior my hallways. Way more than any ball pays. Had in short days. Now I'm major up in your place. Yeah, I got the power. I know the powers that be. I know that power. No, you don't know nada. I don't know how you can't see. Yeah. But these unbelievable dreams, had to do more than it seems. I speak of these things, now I got trophies and rings.